When the state of Arizona began having budget problems a few years ago, the state park system was one of the first targets for cuts. Legislators swept millions of dollars from various funds set up to support the parks. Several parks closed and others threatened with possible closure were kept open only after communities and other entities stepped forward with financial help. But since the state's finances are still in trouble, so is the state park system. Now, a number of proposals call for part of the system to be run by private companies. A privatization and efficiency study commissioned last year by Governor Jan Brewer recommended the development of such partnerships. There's also a bill that's been introduced in the legislature that would give the state parks board the authority to contract with private concessionaires. House Bill 2196 would also decree that state parks land remain in the public domain. It also calls for the State Parks Board to create a mission statement that the purpose of the parks is to provide for recreational opportunities and to preserve natural space. But what would a public-private partnership at the state parks look like? How would the parks be operated? We put those questions to Jay Zeman, Assistant Director of Arizona State Parks and the agency's legislative liaison. Mr. Zeman, how would the board handle the different missions of various parks? I mean, you know, Lake Havasu and McFarland Lake are primarily recreational parks, while Tubac Presidio, say, for example, is focused much more on historical preservation. So would the board create different mission statements for each park?
Depending on the type of park, we would kind of characterize what the management of that park would necessarily be. You wouldn't want to manage Tubac Presidio in the same way that you would manage Patagonia Lake State Park. One is a very heavily rec park, a recreation park, boating park, Patagonia Lake, and Tubac Presidio is a historic park, and you want to take the visitors through and show them the exhibits and explain to them why Tubac is important. So the management of the two parks is very, very different.
What exactly does privatization mean? I mean, can you give us an idea of to what extent private concessionaires would actually run the parks?
A year ago, I think there was a lot of finger pointing in all directions, and people just didn't know exactly what privatization meant. Currently, I think people are starting to come to a better understanding of the opportunities for privatization and the limitations.
We're talking with Jay Zeman, Assistant Director of Arizona State Parks. Now, saying the word concessionaire, I think, brings to mind this image, I guess, in some people's minds of maybe someone building a Ferris wheel at Catalina State Park. But you say most of the private businesses that have shown interest in operating state parks are actually quite experienced in working with public lands.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. We had a request for information published, and we got six responses from concessionaires for public park agencies. What we were looking for is, from the point of view of the private contractor, what are you willing to do? What are you eager to do? And what are the things that you really don't have any interest in doing? So that when we do request for proposals for management of either a portion or all of a state park in the future, we can put better proposals out there that the private sector is more eager to partner with us.
How exactly would a concessionaire make money versus the state? How would that really work?
Well, to some degree, we're going to learn about those when we evaluate the request for information. But the way most of these contractual relationships work out is that the private contractor gathers the fees and collects the revenue at the park, and then they pay a small percentage usually to the land manager, which would be Arizona State Parks.
And finally, Mr. Zeman, with the state park system in crisis, I'm just kind of wondering how visitation has been at the park system as a whole this year.
Visitation is pretty flat. You know, we would love to have more people come out to the parks, but pretty typical in what we've seen in prior years.
Jay Zeman is Assistant Director of Arizona State Parks, and although he sounds a somber note on park visitation, there's some good news. One park that closed during last year's budget crunch is reopening. Homolivi Ruins near Winslow reopens to the public March 18th. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.